السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول الکریم، اما بعد. This morning we will be discussing a dua which is mentioned in the Holy Quran Sharif. And when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself is giving the mazmoon and the subject of the dua, then indeed it is a sign from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that he wants us to read this dua or make this dua, and Allah Ta'ala is willing to accept this dua. And it is not a dua that is difficult to learn. In fact, little children and practically every musalli would know this dua. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Now, so many times we have heard this dua. One is to read a dua. The recitation of the words of the Quran Sharif will bring us blessings and neki. For each letter of the Quran Sharif, we get 10 blessings. But that is sawab of recitation. Whereas dua is begging of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Dua is something that the person must know what he is asking, then his heart will be also attached. Now this dua is a very simple dua. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make it after his faras salats, and like that too on other occasions. And especially for us in these times of fitna, it doesn't take a few seconds, but if we read it with the understanding what it means, then inshallah it will give us a different kafiyat and feeling altogether. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا. O Allah, do not cause our hearts to go crooked. Don't make our hearts go crooked. اسمیں کجی مت آنے دیجئے. بَعْدَ اِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. After you have given us hidayat. After hidayat has reached us. After you have blessed us with guidance. Then don't cause us to go astray. Or become crooked, or deviate from Sirat-e-Mustaqim. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Give us as a gift. I'm giving you the meaning of this verse. We are saying, O Allah, we want it as a gift from your side. From your side we want it as a gift. What do we want as a gift? Rahma. Sayyid Ahmad Alusi Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayh, in his Ruhul Maani, he says Rahma here means istiqamat on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. We are asking Allah to give us, bless us as a gift from his side, Rahma. And the Rahma here in this verse means that we are asking Allah to bless us with istiqamat, steadfastness, on Sirat-e-Mustaqim, on the straight path. We are asking Allah Ta'ala to keep us steadfast until death. Which means that if this dua a person makes with sincerity and it is accepted, then it is a sure sign that he is going to enter into Jannat. Because he will be on Sirat-e-Mustaqim and his death will come on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. So that is entry into Jannat. So he is asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for this rahmat, which is steadfastness on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. And he is saying that, O Allah, why am I asking you for this? O Allah Ta'ala himself is giving us that message, that you must ask in this manner. Because Allah is saying, this is how you should make your dua. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Why? Because إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابِ. أَيْ لِأَنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابِ. In other words, O Allah, you are the one who bestows gifts, unlimited gifts you give to your servants. That is your nature, that you like to give gifts. And in fact, my life is your gift, my sight is your gift, my hearing is your gift, this hidayat which you have given me is a gift. So therefore we are asking you now to give us the hidayat of remaining on Sirat-e-Mustaqim until our dying day. Now why is this dua so important? It is very important because there are fitnas all around. There are many, many people we have seen. Allah Ta'ala must protect us also, because we must not think that we are very steadfast and nothing can happen to us and shaitan cannot waylay us, it cannot misguide us. Nafs, our nafs is under control. We have suppressed it and subdued it. We must never be under these wrong conceptions. It can be very misleading because we do not know what kind of tests are ahead of us. We must ask Allah to protect us, because we have seen many people who came onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. They gave up their bad habits. They started making salat. They kept nice mashallah beard. They started wearing sunnat libas. And they started making zikr, tilawat, ibadat. And they started behaving in a manner befitting a Muslim. They gave up their interest taking and giving. And then suddenly along the line again, those temptations came so strong. The taste of sins which they had enjoyed in the past, again those tastes, the reel was replayed in their hearts by shaitan, the whisperings were there, that you have exchanged your life from one of enjoyment and fun and pleasure and entertainment for a life of piety, of taqwa, of salat, of tahajjud, of ishraq, of chasht, of charities, of kind. Now all this life that you exchanged it for, the real pleasure and enjoyment was in those cinemas. That TV that you threw out of your house, now you can see that your life has become boring. There's no entertainment left in the home. Those music tapes that you used to listen to, or those songs that you used to listen to, of the haram kind, they were giving you some kind of pleasure. Now you have left all that. Now what happens is that this person gets temptation, or sometime the poverty comes. And because of that poverty, the person suddenly loses even his iman. So many people have lost their iman when poverty came. Or some other kind of test and trial come, they start making all kinds of statements against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Na'uzu billah, I was the only one left for this kind of test. Allah didn't find anybody else. We hear of people saying even things like that. That only my child Allah ta'ala found to take away in this accident. Na'uzu billah, it is a direct objection to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's decision. So therefore we are saying, O Allah, this hidayat that you have given to us, like in this month of Ramadan, we'll find the masjid full. Maghrib time, Isha time, Taraweeh time, and Fajr time to our crowd, we'll find increased crowds. But what will happen after this moon of Ramadan, Eid is sighted? So from now we must make a lot of dua, that O Allah, this hidayat which you have given to us, now do not snatch away this tawfiq that you have blessed us with. If you look at one ayat of the Quran Sharif, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tells his people, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ لِمَ تُؤْذُونَنِي وَقَدْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Now they too again the same thing. As Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tells his people, O my people, why are you troubling me? Why are you insulting me? Why are you vexing me? Whereas you know that I am the Rasul of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They gave him endless problem. He said, you know I am the Rasul of Allah ta'ala, then why are you troubling me? But Allah ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When they went deviate, when they went crooked, and they were not interested in making tawbah and turning towards Allah Ta'ala, and they were enjoying their crookedness, then Allah Ta'ala also let them go in that line. Like that fish, when the person has hooked the fish, then after that he releases that line, that let it carry on going for a little while, and then he pulls it out, hooks it properly. So in the same way Allah Ta'ala sees that these people, they are not interested, they went in that direction, so He also lets them go like that. أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِ الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. So it is something that we must keep asking Allah Ta'ala and begging of Allah Ta'ala, that, O Allah, give us, after giving us hidayat, then don't let us go crooked and astray again. Because nafs and shaitan are with everyone. And many people, as I said, as a beautiful little couplet, aise waise kaise kaise ho gaye, kaise kaise aise waise ho gaye. How many of them were in clubhouses, in bars and in pubs, and in dance halls and in all kinds of rave and gambling and what they were doing. But then Allah Ta'ala gave them hidayat, they made sincere tawbah, and they became great walis of Allah Ta'ala. And there were people who were namazis, there were people who were making zikr, tilawat, ibadat, they were engaged in dawat and tabligh and dini activities. Many of them were doing so much of zikr and all kinds of nekis. But suddenly after that, they got into the wrong company, or just one temptation came very strong into the heart, and the beard went, and the kurta went, and then the zikr went, and the majlises went, and everything went, and the person was back into his old habits. Every day we hear of this kind of incidents, and every day we read of letters coming from different people. Well, now after some time, this is what happened again. So we must make a lot of dua, because the temptations are great in the outside world. There's so much of fitnas, and we do not know which fitna may just catch us. So make this dua after every namaz. Don't wait for the Imam sahab will make one short dua after the namaz. That is his job, to just make a short dua, because there are people completing the namazes and there are other considerations. But after that, we must make our own dua when there's no program. Some people now, they'll start dua at the time that there is some program that's going to take place immediately after the namazes. So now they will start their nafil namazes, lengthy namazes, they'll start reading their duas and all those tasbihats. Now that is when there is no such program, when we are on our own, or there's no other program, then that time in seclusion make a lot of dua. And this dua also, now when we make, we must have this meaning in our hearts. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da iz hadaytana. Oh Allah, don't cause us to become crooked. Don't let our hearts go crooked after hidayat has reached us. After you have given us guidance, now do not let us go deviant. And from your side, bless us with that special rahmat. And what is that special rahmat? That special rahmat is that keep us steadfast on sirat-e-mustaqim until our dying day. And not only until our dying day, but in fact until our very last breath. Because shaitan makes a maximum effort until that person's last breath is gone. As the Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, at the time of his passing away, at that time shaitan came and he tried his level best. And then he said that now you have succeeded. He said no. The people started telling him that, mashallah, why must you be worried? You are so great, you have done this, you have done that, and you are a great wali of Allah Ta'ala, so much of your karamat. Then what did he say? Which I mentioned many times in my majlis too. He said that, I am like that person on the ship which is in the midst of storm. It is being lashed from all sides by storm. Now the passengers on that ship will not be content and satisfied until that boat reaches the shore. And until it has docked, they will not be satisfied, because they do not know what can happen in that storm. So whilst a person still is breathing, he hasn't breathed his last, he is in the midst of storms. We do not know when shaitan can make him go astray. So what about us when great people like that are so concerned? So let us read this dua, and then after that, whenever we read this dua, then let it be from the depths of our heart, fearing that Allah Ta'ala, that we must not go astray. After we have been guided by Allah Ta'ala, we have come to the masjid, we have started our namazas, zikr, tilawat, and we are giving our zakat, and we are fasting, and people will be going for hajj, and lots of them have switched off their television in this Ramadan, and lots of them have given up the music and the cinemas and the discos and what not in this Ramadan. So now we must make a lot of dua. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da iz hadaytana. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم اللهم إني أسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.